back to the Jeff Moore Show, 1FM Talk, 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. Be in touch with the program. Shoot me a text. Still to come here in about an hour. Dale Jackson, our Monday regular from WVNN and Yellowhammer News at 11 o'clock. Our C.J. Pearson, he sits on the Republican Party, GOP's Youth Advisory Council. Also, former student at University of Alabama. We'll talk about some of the fallout throughout academia, which is not pretty in some aspects. But joining us now here at the Fairhope Bureau, always good to get Jennifer Fidler, my state representative on the program. Representative, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's been a busy week. And you and I were just talking off air. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, casually aware of politics, and it seems like it's so far away. Maybe they're regular Fox viewers and or whatever, but this was eye-opening for a lot of people. And I've been talking about this, just a reaction to what we've seen with the Charlie Kirk killing last week, but much more widespread. I'm hearing from people, you know, who are aware of politics, know what I do, and will talk to me about it, but they never thought something like this could happen.
Well, it is shocking. And I think it really hit a lot of people. The Manufacturer Alabama group was here at the Point Clear this week, and I was talking to an attorney from North Alabama, and he's about, I guess, our age, about, I don't know, in his 50s, 40s, late 40s. And he said, you know, this has really hit me hard. I've had constituents reach out and just say, you know, I don't want to see anybody. I just want to stay in my house for a couple of days. Don't talk to me. That he has changed my life. And these are people my age. I've had people say, I just can't say his name. I'm going to start crying. So I think that there, and then you've got circles of people that didn't know, hadn't heard of him, didn't. And it's quite surprising to me if you hadn't heard his name, when I've had his posters that he sent out 3 years ago on my refrigerator for the last 3 years. So he really had a broad way of, you know, really reaching a lot of people. And I think that's what's kind of hit the core. There's a lot of people in this state and throughout the country that he spoke a lot of truth. And you know that in the core, and his right. ability to debate and really look at the issues. You know, he's been compared to the Martin Luther King of our time. And
Keep thinking of how many. We've had assassinations in this country, but, you know, typically the either politicians or elected officials or things like that. When's the last time you had, like, a non-person seeking office or office holder assassinated in such a way? I mean, you say Martin Luther King. I keep saying this. The United Healthcare CEO, when he was gunned down last year, and... Well, that certainly was tragic and shocking. The reaction to this is way, 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 way different, you know? In the middle of, like, you know, doing his presentation on a college campus where we're supposed to celebrate free speech and get killed in the way he did, it's really – and I guess people are maybe becoming more aware of Charlie Kirk and learning what he was about. And it is, to me, that's having like, it seems to resonate with the public way, 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 way more.
I just think he's touched, and Turning Point USA touched so many people, and he had a great respect for the work he did. And he was not only, you know, respected by the general public, but he was respected by our leadership and, you know, really was instrumental in where our leadership is today. I mean, and I've watched so many things about him. I've gotten to really get to know him a lot more. But he was honored at the National Association of Christian Lawmakers last year. And I wasn't able to see them because they do have two meetings a year. I went to one, and then there was another in Scottsdale, Arizona, and that's the one he was honored at. But I watched about a 25-minute speech that he gave, and he really just called out the church and said, you know, you guys aren't doing your job. And it was really interesting because he was talking to Christian lawmakers. He was talking to pastors in this congregation. He wasn't fearful of, and then this is a room of 300 people, and he's calling folks out. He got a standing ovation. But, you know, I think that's, he's just touched so many people, and his cause is noble. And, I mean, it's a movement. I think that's what has hurt people the most. You know, it's not just him, and, you know, it was the whole movement that you just took a stab at. You just took out the leader of. It's much bigger than just a solitary, just a person. It was you're taking a look at the whole ideas that he's fostered for since he was 18, his whole life. Yeah, it's devastating. What will happen? I know that this will grow. This movement will grow. They have 32,000 people, groups that have wanted to start a Turning Point USA chapter on their campus, is what I'm hearing. It's what the news is reporting. So I know it's just the start. You know, and Erica, if you've heard her speech, you realize that, you know, it's not gonna. It's not going to die. And you do, you know, I've listened to some of his colleagues there at Turning Point USA, and they did a memorial and memoriam for him. And just to listen, you just really get to know how grand of a guy, you know, he was, and how much he loved his family and his favorite verse in the Bible. And you just, it's inspiring.
Well, so this has come up, and I knew it would. You got a handful of professors at public schools, state schools, funded by the Education Trust Fund to some degree. I suspect there's more out there that we'll find out about over time. But there does seem to be, you know, should taxpayers be funding people who have really taken like a weird, unnecessary, aggressive approach, pushing back Charlie Kirk and some of the reaction we've seen out there. So, some are worse than others. You know, not outright saying that he had it coming, you know, or whatever. But it seems to really upset a lot of people that this is going on. And I the one I would point to, there's a University of Alabama professor, just like the professor at Clemson. And you saw the backlash there. What do you think? I mean, should you guys who pull the purse strings be looking at some of these radicals on campuses or within state government, or even for that matter, that take money from the state who have a lot of like off-putting things to say?
I mean, right off the cuff, you know, my thoughts on it would be how whatever you believe and your thoughts are. You know, those are yours. I mean,
yours, but if you're teaching our children or our young adults this kind of ideology or this belief, is that where you want your tax dollars and public resources to be put toward that kind of person? Because they certainly wouldn't have tolerated it with George Floyd or whoever, for example, if there were some conservative professor who was saying that George Floyd had it coming. You would escort him off the premises. I'm not saying that two wrongs make a right, but we are governed for, of, and by the people. And is this necessarily something you want with the state seal of Alabama on it?
Well, okay, you didn't let me finish.
Sorry.
Because that was you know, everybody's got their own private thoughts about. And when you bring them into a classroom and you teach that, yeah, that's something different. Everybody's got their own personal life or, you know, whatever. What you do with that, that's on you. But when you're paid, you know, and you collect a salary and you're working for someone, then there's a certain rules and regulations that you got to go by. And it doesn't matter what you kind of personally believe, you know, the, yeah, you don't push your own beliefs on, I mean, they're out there, you know, you could say the same thing. You got to be careful because you got the same thing on the other hand too. So you got to, I would say you got to present it and these are your, but you know, pushing it. No. Yeah. I mean, that's off the cuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to come up though in the next few weeks. There's going to be example after example. Even one member, one of your colleagues, upstairs in the Senate, Democrat lawmaker, kind of talking about it on Facebook, like how you die doesn't make you righteous. Kirk Hatcher, state senator from Montgomery, it was fair game, I suppose, but it's just sort of a tastelessness to it. It's a weird time in politics because you watch this unfold and people just couldn't let it sit. People had to react instantly and put out these weird hot takes, you know?
I mean, the first thought I had was, it was devastating. And I still think it's devastating. And I mean, we as Christians and the people that, you know, really loved him just have to mourn with each other and find your friends and, right, you know, get through it. He was a proponent of free and open speech and open debate,
right,
in a peaceful way. I don't even understand how you could take, that would be an issue with people. That's what we all should be doing.
Abortion and the transgender stuff. And he was very, very critical of it to a lot of people. They took offense to it.
He didn't feel like it was God's plan. I mean, he went straight from the Bible.
Right.
I mean, he quoted scripture. He backed it up.
Yeah. Well, as shocking and as stunning as that was, the reaction to me is much more, I don't know what I was expecting. I knew it would hit hard. But the sort of debate now we're having, and I don't know the right answer, but, you know, where do we cross the line with cancel culture? What's appropriate? Everybody can have opinions. We have a First Amendment, obviously, but it's like you said, if you are, employed, you have to answer to a boss or, you know, whoever signed your paycheck. Is this fair game? And we had these debates all the time, but this time, I think what's different about this, it's a critical look of the other side now.
Yeah, and there, you know, Charlie, and I just mentioned it, I mean, he backed up his thoughts by the Bible. And, I mean, is that debate being put in the classrooms? You know, are we talking about those things in the classroom? I mean, if you're going to talk about this side, let's talk about the other. That's a healthy debate. That's what he provided. That's what changed the hearts and the minds. That's what, when people started hearing those, the kids, the young people started hearing, they know the truth. You know it inside. And that may be just what, you know, to me, that's the real issue. You know what the truth is inside. So you fight that. I mean, that's just kind of normal human nature. If you want, you have these whole set of desires and thoughts, and this is the way you think that, you know, well, it's the sin nature.
Yeah, there's just a group of people who want to be dismissive of completely, and it gets back to like the sort of secular movement in this country and trying to wall off faith from like public policy. And this is the illogical, if you will, but this is the extreme. This is what happens when you start to do that. You try to treat everything like a moral equivalence argument. Well, maybe you're right, maybe they're right, but we should give both weight to both sides. Well, both sides don't deserve equal weight. You know what I mean? And then because you don't give it that just weight, then people lash out the way they do.
I don't know. One of the things that I remember him talking about is that we've got a lot more narcissists It's all about me.
The me culture, yeah.
You know, here we go, and it's all about me, me, me. No, it's not about all about you. You know, you're not all that. We're always providing, you know, moving forward, progressing, learning more. And that's what we all should be, you know, striving for. And that was one of those things that he, you know, really brought out too when he went to the campuses, that yeah, there's a lot of narcissists, and you know, we're raising kids that it's all about them.
Is that something we're programming in, or is it you know, these outside influences? We have way more social media and way more internet in our life than you and I did growing up, and like, you know, I know these are like big topics that aren't necessarily pertinent to state politics or state policy, but the me culture, it seems to be kind of a new version of this phenomenon now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was, you know, again, listening and watching. I've learned a lot more about him. And that was one of his beliefs, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's work in a break here. We got State Representative Jennifer Fidler sitting in with us this morning. We'll be right back. This is FN Talk 106.5.
Back in studio with my man Hal from Ultra Wash.
Sean, you know, we're all so busy. Kids are in sports, got hunting, fishing, just life in general. Ultra Wash is here to help get your home back in shape.
Okay, y'all get in shape with that home. Call Hal for an estimate today at 366-5291.